This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. presidential candidates and the surrogates have been making a hard final campaign push before tomorrow's election day. At a campaign rally, U.S. President Donald Trump says that there are plenty of reasons to not vote for his Democratic rival, Joe Biden.
Nobody in this group is voting for this guy. Nobody. He's not qualified. You know, he wasn't qualified in primetime. You know, 25 years ago, he wasn't qualified because he was never known as being the brightest bulb in the lot.
And at a drive-in voter mobilization event, the former Vice President Joe Biden says this is a particularly important election.
This campaign has been unlike any other campaign in history. There's one thing that remains the same. We have to earn our democracy. We have to get out and vote.
And what happens on election day will, in some degree, determine how much more hot and nasty the world's climate will get, according to experts. The day after the presidential election, the United States formally leaves the 2015 Paris Agreement to fight climate change. A year ago, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration notified the United Nations that America is exiting the climate agreement, and because of technicalities in the international pact, November 4th is the earliest a country can withdraw. The U.S. will be the first country to quit the 189-nation agreement, which has countries make voluntary ever tighter goals to curb emissions on heat-trapping gases. The former Vice President Joe Biden has pledged to put the country immediately back in the Paris Agreement, which does not require congressional approval. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.